This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has tweeted a plea to national governments to open their doors to Afghan refugees. As the world is following events in Afghanistan with a heavy heart, he tweeted Monday, I urge all countries to be willing to receive Afghan refugees and refrain from deportations. Afghans have known generations of war and hardship. Now is the time for solidarity. Earlier Monday, the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting on Afghanistan. There, too, the UN Secretary General expressed concern. He said the world is watching Afghanistan as he called on the Taliban to exercise, in his words, utmost restraint to protect Afghan lives and allow humanitarian assistance to reach those in need. Guterres told the Security Council, we cannot and must not abandon the people of Afghanistan. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that he stands squarely behind his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan despite the stunningly swift fall of the country to the Taliban, which was completed with the takeover of the national government on Sunday in Kabul. Mr. Biden said, after 20 years, I've learned that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces, but he admitted that U.S. officials did not anticipate how quickly the situation in Afghanistan would deteriorate with the exit of U.S. forces. Biden defended his decision, blaming Afghan security forces for their losses to the Taliban. He said the U.S. could not give them the will to fight for their future. Television analysts have criticized the president for blaming other entities for the failure of the United States forces to leave Afghanistan in better shape than they found it. You're listening to VOA News. The United States National Hurricane Center reports Tropical Depression Grace is dumping very heavy rainfall over portions of Haiti and the Dominican Republic and says the threat of flooding and mudslides will continue overnight. The storm comes just 2 days after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit southwestern Haiti on Saturday. It was followed by several shock aftershocks. The death toll from the earthquake crept past 1,400 on Monday.